what I say now.
Cool down.
Me say me cool down, girl. Cool down your temper.
Cool down.
Because the flame hitting higher. Cool down, girl. Cool down your temper.
Cool down.
Me say me cool down, girl. Cool down your temper.
Cool down.
Music from C.J. Chenet, released in 2011 from the album Too Much Fun. The song you just heard here on the jukebox was called Man Smart, Woman Smarter. I have to agree, being a man myself, I am definitely not as smart as most of the women in my life. That was released under Alligator Records. The very cool Louisiana-style blues thing is a real thing. I love it. And anytime I get a chance to jam with those folks, I learn a lot. Before that, Roy Ellis and Transylvanians, Cool Down Your Temper. a release from 2019. It's a reggae song, and well, obviously you know that. And it was released on the Liquidator music label back in the top of the century, just before the pandemic. Well, not top of the century. I have no idea what I'm talking about. Not the century, but the decade, just before the pandemic. They've had some really amazing success on streaming. So go check out Roy Ellis and the Transylvanians. My name is Julian Taylor. I'm your host here. And now I'd like to play something from an artist who I saw back, I guess, in the spring of 2024 at Massey Hall. They were doing a Indigenous incubator program with CBC Music. I'd heard the artist before, but never had seen them live, and they shook me to the core. This is brand new music from Raven Reed, and it's called Stumbling Fool. I know that it's going to hit you just as hard as it hit me. Here it is on the jukebox.
Hypnotized you.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, Indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
I got nowhere. another day away too much. Pull myself back into fantasy. Think I can outrun this agony. You're the cause and the cure. Trying to keep me wild and pure. Playing dangerous games.
Music from record producer, guitar slinger, and Six Nations of the Grand River resident artist Derek Miller. Also has been nominated for a few awards across the board, like the Junos and the Nammies. That was Dangerous Games, released earlier this summer. My name's Julian Taylor, and I am your host here on the Jukebox. I just want to thank you for tuning into the show. Really do appreciate your listenership, and if you have any requests, just let us know on social media. Released in 1975, Hot Cokie. This is a crazy song from an artist who blends traditional Cameroonian music with contemporary styles, André Marie Talla. And I hope you enjoy that song coming up. Blessing of Four is also on the show with Lift Me Up. And we've got Hannah Jagdagu with My Love, brand new music that came out this summer. But before we get to those particular artists and those songs, I'd like to play something from a friend of mine who is from Haida Gwaii, Carson Gray. She's got brand new music and it's called Aches and Breaks. She's actually married to Joey Styles, who's wonderful, and he's a great MC hip hop artist as well, living in Haida Gwaii. Honestly, Carson, I love you so much. Thanks for singing on Seeds, the acoustic version. Here she is with Aches and Breaks on the Jukebox.
Upon the stars.
For the human race. Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
Sometimes I feel like I just keep pretending, and I'm slowly going out of my mind. And I feel like you could be the one who would catch me when my wings won't fly. Would you lift me up? Would you lift me up when the world gets cold and it's all too much? Sometimes I need somebody to remind me what I'm made of. When I'm breaking down, running low on love, need a hand to hold, wanna feel your touch. Sometimes I need somebody to remind me what I'm made of. me up when the world gets cold and it's all too much. Sometimes I need somebody to remind me what I'm made of. Oh.
Big up to jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
This is Bird Note. The finches of the Galapagos Islands are famous in the history of evolutionary theory. But Charles Darwin spent 4 years studying other birds as well, as his ship, the Beagle, circumnavigated southern South America before reaching the Galapagos in 1835. It was during these many months that ornithology became a gratifying pursuit for him, and he kept a diary of his findings. In southern Uruguay, he experienced the beauty and variety of tropical songbirds and noticed how keenly they differed from the birds of England. In Patagonia, observing Andean condors pulled him out of a depression brought on by symptoms of typhoid. Darwin was convinced, scientist though he was, that they often flew for pure joy. It was not just the Galapagos finches, but a lifetime of attending to all the birds and wild things in his path that brought Darwin to his great idea. In Darwin's bird diaries, his most important lesson appears again and again. We become lively and intelligent in our careful observation of life's details. Everything in the natural world is worthy of our attention. To learn more about the world of birds and nature, visit our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mary McCann.
You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Share music and voices from genres and cultures around the world, reflecting you and the rest of your community. You make CJSF diverse.